wake up. It's time to count them down. The Chaz and AJ Top 10.
All right, it's top 10 movie franchises that Hollywood hasn't touched in decades.
Right.
AJ's doing a list.
Yep.
203-882-9757. Paul Ingford.
Friday. Happy Friday, man.
You too.
Yep. How about Terminator?
Terminator is not in the top 10.
Not made it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one they could bring back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many are there? I know of three. Is there a fourth?
I think the third one was one with a.
Did they do weird off branch offs like the Bionic Man? Like,
yeah, no, nothing yet.
Now there's a Terminator dog and
right,
exactly. Terminator woman.
Right.
Yeah.
Did they do a Terminator woman?
No.
Boy, that would be freaking scary. By the way,
yeah.
Did they?
Right.
The third one. Yeah.
It was a girl.
Terminator 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it could be Arnold's daughter.
And the girl was wait.
Mm.
I'm trying to think because I remember there was a police guy. There was the original Arnold was the original one, and the police guy.
Yeah, the police
the third
guy was
one.
Cool.
There was a girl.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't see the third one.
I saw
clips of the third. Like I'm flipping through the channels.
Yeah.
I just remember there was some scene with a hearse and a casket in the third one. Right.
There is Terminator Salvation, which is the fourth one. Terminator Genesis, which is the fifth one.
Right.
And Terminator Dark Fate 2019 is the most recent one.
Right.
Wow, I didn't know that.
There was also a TV series from 2008 to 2009.
That was Terminator.
That was good. The Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Croner.
Did I say Croner?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Sarah Connor.
Mike and Derby.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, the first one was great, but the rest stunk. I'm going to go with Jaws.
Jaws at number 10, both from 1975 and 1987. Robert Shaw, just like Richard Dreyfuss during the filming of Jaws, due to clash of their personalities and acting styles, where Shaw perceived Dreyfuss' youthful energy and arrogance as unprofessional and in need of humbling. In this clip, we have the most famous line from the franchise.
He's chumming.
Yep.
Cigarette in his mouth.
Yep. Nice and peaceful.
Yeah.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
I like how basically like the cigarette was like falling out of his mouth.
Right.
It's hanging off his bottom lip.
Right? It's stuck there.
they crazy glued it for the movie, I think.
Aaronette.
Happy Friday, guys.
You too.
I'm going to go with Back to the Future.
Back to the Future is number 9 on the list, running from 85 to 1990. Crispin Glover, by the way, did not appear in the Back to the Future 2 because the studio refused to meet his salary demands, leading to a contract dispute. So Universal Pictures hired another actor, Jeffrey Weissman, and used prosthetic makeup and existing molds of Glover's face to reconstruct and make him seem like that's who it was. So it wasn't him in the second movie. That was actually another actor. Yeah, they just kind of did something to his face to make him look that way. We have one of the most famous lines from the first Back to the Future.
Calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious
I think just sits there smoking the tires up and just lets it go. It's awesome. Which a real DeLorean will never do.
No, it's too heavy.
It's got a V6 in it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
When I used to work at Universal Studios, I walked into where the sets are at night, and I stood on that front lawn
where the clock was, with nobody
around.
Really?
Save it was the clock
so
tower.
Cool. Yeah, wow. It was so awesome.
Oh, man.
10,000 gigawatts!
The movie is such a classic.
It is.
All right, Aaronette, thank you.
Good job.
Joe the Bellman.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
I need more of The Godfather.
The Godfather at number 8, 1972 and 1990. The film uses the Corleone family to explore how immigrant quests for a better life can become corrupted by the pursuit of power and wealth, mirroring the critiquing the stories America tells about success. Anyway, who cares?
Why don't you just slow down? We're here until 10.
I got a better idea. I'm going to make this is the most famous line of the movie franchise.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now look, Carl. I want you to eat. I want you to rest well, and a month from now, this Hollywood big shot's going to give you what you want.
Too late. They start shooting in a week.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
There you go.
Yeah, that that franchise could come back. It would have to be kind of, you know, you give it to David Chase, maybe.
Yeah.
Have him shoot it like The Sopranos now.
Yeah.
It's more modern. The family's not as...
updated, yeah.
Right.
Right.
And then you do flashbacks.
Nice.
Yeah, you got a lot of footage for flashbacks.
Yes.
Hungry Man.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How about Die Hard?
Die Hard, not in the top 10.
You know, how many times can somebody just fall into
one guy.
A terrorist plot?
Right.
I think they've juiced that one.
Yeah, that one's good.
The best was a Die Hard commercial for the battery, where they had Bruce Willis back.
Oh, man, it's so good.
With Argyle and everybody else. Yeah, it's like a two-minute commercial.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Worth every minute, too.
Was it a Super Bowl commercial?
It might have been.
Might have been, yeah. I can't recall. But yes, car needs a battery, and what he has to do to get the new battery for the car, the diehard battery, ends up in the place, and all the people from his past are all coming after him, and all he's just trying to do is change the battery.
Top 10
movie franchises that Hollywood hasn't touched in decades. What did we get so far?
The Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws.
Zach in East Haven.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, sir.
Hello.
So, since this guy is still alive, I'm still holding out hope we'll get one last one. That is Dirty Harry on the list.
He'd be really Dirty Harry.
Yeah.
It's just underwears.
Underwears are dirty.
Retirement Home Edition.
He's dirty and hairy.
Got to ask yourself, did I soil myself?
He shoots the 44 Magnum. He breaks his back.
Did I poop 14 times or 25?
You feeling lucky, punk?
Dirty Harry is number one, running from 1971 to 1988. The most famous line associated with the Dirty Harry is, do you feel lucky, punk? However, the actual line spoken by Clint Eastwood is actually a longer question. Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do ya, punk? And here it is.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire six shots or only five? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
That's a beautiful gun.
He does go for it.
Yeah, he does.
That's exactly what I'd say if I was dressed up like a woman and somebody tried to rob my purse at the grocery store.
Right.
Wait, did he go for it?
No.
He's like, I gots to know.
I gots to know.
Right.
And he goes, click.
Right, because he drops the gun, and then it's like, okay. Yeah. And he goes, wait, right. I gots to know.
Right. At the end of the movie, though, he posed that same question, but the guy by the water,
right.
This time, boom, blows him right into the water.
And he had,
right,
yep.
Right.
Yeah. But you knew the first few minutes of that movie that this was a different kind of cop movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a standoff, and a robbery went wrong, and the cops didn't know what to do, and he pulls up, like, what's going on? Oh, okay. It's like, where are you going? He gets in his car, and he drives right through the front. And just starts shooting people. He shot one guy in the crotch.
Oh, yeah.
The guy running up the stairs.
That was awesome.
While he's eating a hot dog.
Right. Literally. He shot him right in the tween.
Because
that's what the guy grabs, his tween. He's like, wow.
I remember sitting in the theater saying, ooh, I haven't seen anything like this before. This is interesting.
Yeah. I gave you a new butthole.
I heard that was based on a real cop. They actually had him in interviews back then.
Oh,
just
really?
This guy who
just
like,
a rogue. Always
some dude
rogue.
Jumped into the river and he just shot him in the river, you know, just trying to swim away.
Well, the good old days.
Yeah, the good old days.
When bad guys were afraid.
Yeah.
Zach in East Haven wants another one with Clint Eastwood.
Now.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Like the gun would weigh him down.
Right. That would be a question. I have to ask myself one question. Did I fire?
What's my name?
Right. Did I fire five shots?
Who am I?
Did I fire six? What?
Have you seen my car?
He's trying to calculate 2 + 3 equals 5. Right. I should have one.
Right.
I have to ask. What was I saying?
I have to ask AI.
What day is it?
This is the...
That's a parody at the very least, isn't it?
He's really Dirty Harry.
You touched my Metamucil.
Yeah.
Dirty and Harry.
Pulls out a bar of soap.
Fish nipples.
Hey, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Good morning. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Not in the top 10. Not a franchise.
They did make a second one, didn't they?
Didn't they? No, I don't think
so. I know they made a TV series out of it.
And did they make a second one? Ruth?
Yeah. No. They'd make a second one, no.
That's smart.
Yeah, no. They left alone.
And Ruth looks sad about it, too. She's like, no.
Now, you can't recapture that magic.
No, sorry. Yep.
Even if you put the whole cast together again, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Later, guys.
Thank you.
See ya.
Doug. In the waterfalls.
Yeah. Are you under a waterfall?
About to go over in a barrel.
Don't go chasing those. What do you got, man?
Planet of the Apes.
Not in the top 10.
Oh.
They did remake that one. Remember, they had the whole new series, the whole CGI and whatnot, all the apes.
Right. Yep. Now the apes are way smarter.
Right. Nah. But thank you. Good one.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, they made a million of those.
Yes,
you can't keep track of how many they made.
Like a barrel of monkeys, yeah.
Supposedly, the new ones are pretty good.
Yeah.
People really liked them.
The CGI I can't take.
Yeah.
I think that's why I was out, too.
Not believable.
Yeah.
Right.
The thing about the 70s Planet of the Apes was that we never saw any makeup like that before. It was actually believable.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't. This is... I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm buying this.
And we're Caesar at the end going, Mama, 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 Mama.
Wait, what was that song?
Caesar, their baby, Zora's baby.
Oh, Caesar.
Zora's baby, whatever her name was.
Is this in the first one?
In the first one, at the end, because they both get killed. Yeah. And then the baby's going, Mama, Mama, Mama.
He looked just like Charlton Heston.
Not the first one. The second one was Return of the Planet of the Apes. The one where the apes were... somehow in civilization, and they brought him in there, and the baby's talking. I just remember that at the end. It was one of the eight movies.
He remembers the weirdest parts.
Mama, mama, mama. I know what I saw. Mama.
Phil, can you please find this?
Yeah.
I don't even know where to start, by the way.
It was like Return of the Planet.
What do you Google?
It was something where they ended up going back in time with another ship, and they crash landed in present day.
The apes.
Right, the apes.
The apes got on a ship?
Somehow they came back, and then they became this big media frenzy, this net.
Mama. Mama.
It's like AJ when he was a baby.
That was me last week. That was me when I'm drunk. I finally can't reach my beer.
So whose baby was it?
It was theirs, Zora. Zira's,
Zira?
The female of the two. It was Dr.
The head
Zira.
Chimp lady.
There was the head guy, and then there was the Roddy McDowell's, and then the other lady. It was their baby.
Huh.
They were on Maury.
They were the good apes.
Yes.
They were helping.
Right.
Take your stinking paws off me.
Right.
Damn dirty ape.
Wow, that was good.
Bright Eyes. She called him Bright Eyes.
Vinny.
Hey, Vinny.
Good morning.
Hey.
I think there were three of them. I'm going to go with them. Rambo.
Rambo, not in the top 10. They never remade those, and they left those alone.
He made one recently, I thought.
Did he?
It's a new one, but it's still the same franchise.
Oh, you're talking like getting a new actor and all that.
Right.
Ah,
no rebooting. That's what the whole thing is. They never remade any of these movies.
They have 5 Rambo movies.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, next is Grambo.
Grambo. That's a great. There's hitting, another great parody.
It's not bad.
It's Grambo. Like hitting people with a walker.
Putting sneakers.
Rambo.
He's the guy at the grocery store defending all the grandmas.
He goes to get diabetes and says, they struck first blood, not me. Grambo.
Thank you, Vinny.
Got 6 more to go.
All right. We're doing top 10 movie franchises that Hollywood hasn't touched in decades. Paul in Southington.
Hola, everyone. How are you?
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, listen, you guys were talking about Escape from the Planet of the Apes.
Is that what it was? Okay.
But anyway, my guess for Dirty Harry was taken, so I'm going to go farther back and say the spaghetti westerns, the good, bad, and the ugly.
Not in the top 10.
Was that a series?
Okay, like,
that was, each one was different, right?
And they were different actors, too, right?
Not big on those, yeah. I know.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
I just hear spaghetti.
That makes me hungry.
There were three of them, I think.
It is a trilogy. Right. Fistful of Dollars for a Few Dollars More, right. And The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Macaroni,
the
macaroni fusilli and the
pasta carbone.
Ain't enough of nothing. Mama. The caffeine's kicking in real bad right now.
Emma.
Put your seatbelt
on. Good
morning.
I'm going to go with Smokey and the Bandit.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It's an AJ list. It's got to be there.
It's not my list, actually, but number 7, running from 77 to 83, Smokey and the Bandit was filmed on various roads, but notable highways included the unopened sections of Georgia State Route 400 for the major police force chase scenes, and the roadblock scene was on Georgia State Route 75 near Helen, Georgia. We have Buford tells Bandit his intentions.
You see, when I get you back home, I'm going to find the tallest tree in the country. And then I'm going to hang you from it.
Sheriff.
I'm listening.
Do the letters F-O mean anything to you?
Those are fun. I like those.
That
movies.
Is a great series.
Burt Reynolds.
Except for now.
When I get home, I'm going to punch your mama in the mouth. No way. You're from my loins.
So I'm going to punch your mama in the mouth. Look, Dad, there's an alligator. Yeah. I got to call your mom when we get home.
That's a tremendous movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. Sally Fields at her hottest.
Oh, yeah.
Burt Reynolds.
Yep.
Right in his peak.
The best year Trans Am.
Ah, the Trans Am.
Yeah. All those cars.
Yep.
Oh, man.
What's his face? Jerry.
Jerry Reed.
Jerry Reed.
Yep. And can't forget Flash. Not Flash.
One of the singers who was a great actor.
Yeah.
Jerry Reed.
Yeah.
Like, who knew? Thank you, Emma. Kevin in New Haven, and then we wrap it up.
Good morning.
Morning, Kev.
I went one too many.
He did.
What is it? The Code of Silence.
Mouthpiece!
What'd you say, sir?
The Code of Silence.
The Code of Silence.
Oh, one too many.
Yeah, apparently we're in there right now. Yeah. Not in the top 10, but thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, sir.
Mouthpiece, Kevin. Yes. Mouthpiece.
Right, the Code of Silence,
oh,
yes.
God, is that hard to use a phone? Thank you, Kevin.
Yes.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right, your top 10 franchise Hollywood hasn't touched in over 20 years. Number 10 is Jaws. Number 9, Back to the Future. The Godfather, number 8. Smokey and the Bandit, number 7. Crocodile Dundee, number 6. Billy Jack, number 5.
Billy Jack.
Lethal Weapon, number 4.
Oh.
Airport, number 3. Police Academy, number 2. Number 1. Dirty Harry.
All right, AJ's going off to cancer camp.
Yep.
Mm.
How long are you going to be out?
Well, initially, like 1 or 2 weeks, and then I have to spend like 4 weeks or five in isolation. I can't be around people.
Mm.
What's going to happen is that like Monday and Tuesday, I get hit with this like really bomb chemo. Because I'm 80-90% back to normal again. There's still a smidge in there that's got to be eradicated. So this bomb is going to do it. And what's going to happen is it's going to knock out my entire immune system. And what they're going to do is they're going to, on Wednesday, they're going to admit me. And they're going to put me in the hospital. And they're going to put the stem cells they harvested from me back in. They're going to retransplant them back into my body. And then I got to kind of reboot. The only problem is with this bomb chemo they're giving me.
Like, is that what they call it?
I call it bomb, yeah, because it's like the mom bomb. It's like
it's a napalm.
It's like the mother of all bombs. Like,
it's just going to scorch
I've
the
I've had
hell.
Chemo yeah. along the way, but this is like...
It's the Moab.
This yes. is the drop you to your knees
the
stuff.
Mother of all bombs.
Right, this is the stuff your head goes, bye, see ya, you know, and stuff like that. And what's going to happen is like...
I brought Jennifer on the phone. My wife is a chemo nurse.
Let her tell it.
How close is he to the pin here, hon?
I really don't want to say anything. He's doing a wonderful job.
Yeah, no, please take
Everything
it.
You're saying is accurate, AJ.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to keep me up at night. But on Monday, they're going to put something called a pick. How do you call it, Jennifer?
It's called a pick line. So when you go in on Monday morning, you'll have a special IV placed in one of your upper arms, like just above your elbow, and it will have two lines going into this, and this will stay in place for several weeks. And then that's how you'll receive the chemotherapy Monday and Tuesday, and that's how you'll receive your stem cell reinfusion on Wednesday. And so that is really your access for whenever they need to draw blood from you or if they need to give you, you know, IV fluids. With the chemo that you're receiving, it is a tough one. And I tell patients that the good thing about this particular chemo is that it's has a very predictable trajectory. So it's like by day 8, by day 9, you know, we know what's going to happen and how to best support you. So it's very predictable.
What do you mean?
What will happen.
Like you don't know beforehand?
I'm sorry? What do you mean?
But it's like when I'm home. It's like, what'd you say? I'm not listening.
Yeah, right.
So what, you don't know what's going to happen until a couple days in, and then you're like, okay, we can see what's happening now.
Yeah, well, as he gets away, as he gets further away from when he received the chemotherapy, with each progressing day, we know that the counts will go, his blood work will go down so much by day 7. Typically by day 8, patients will start to notice changes in their mouth, and their tongue may feel thicker, their sputum, their spit may feel thicker.
Will his wiener get bigger?
God, I hope so.
Hope so, yeah.
I mean, come on, why else would he receive this chemo?
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
I just wanted a Big Mac.
There's barely enough room in the studio right now.
Okay, back to you.
You were saying?
Sorry.
So what, he's going to have sores in his mouth and hair's going to fall out?
Yeah.
And
yes.
Will the hair on his palms disappear?
Yes.
Finally.
Well, I shave every week.
There are no cure for.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I shave every week. Yeah. Yeah, no, that guy, my precious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Is it Golem?
Yep.
Yeah, so where AJ is going is we're a floor that I worked there for 10 years, so I'm very familiar with the procedure that's going to be happening. And then, you know, once you receive, so the first 2 days are chemo, third day is the stem cell reinfusion, and then every day you're going to have blood work. If you need IV fluids, if you're tired, you'll be on the antibiotics. You'll get more shots in the arm like they did to build up your stem cells.
Yeah.
Initially, AJ, you'll be doing that afterwards. And you're going to feel really tired, you know, may have a little bit of difficulty swallowing with the mouth sores.
Nice.
You know, some patients have diarrhea, some don't, but we'll have notable fatigue.
You like diarrhea.
No, I don't.
No?
No, I do not.
Oh. Yeah.
No, no one, anything that ends in rhea.
Explosive.
All your jokes are fart jokes, poop jokes.
Yeah, the jokes. Not a way of life.
You're telling me that next week, if you poop yourself, you're not going to be like, diarrhea.
No, not at all. Thank God the windows are open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Stock up on those Depends.
Yeah, no, thank you. Wet wipes it is. Yes, no, I'm good. Yeah, no, as long as they made naked to the bathroom, I'm good.
Do you think he might come out of this like talking with an accent?
Awesome.
Yeah. Like, hello, baby.
Yeah.
You know what is interesting, though?
Back to you.
Oh my God. And this is why I never had children. You know what's interesting though, when patients when their hair starts to regrow, you know, sometimes like AJ has curly hair, sometimes hair will grow in straight.
Man.
I'm hoping for Fabio.
Could change color.
That'd be cool, Fabio. I come over like,
happen,
I can't believe that butter.
Right.
I had a patient that, you know, had white hair, and he lost all of his hair with a different type of chemo, and then when it grew back, when it regrew, it was almost all black.
Oh, that would be cool.
Wow.
It'd look like a vampire.
Neat.
That'd be awesome.
I'd be like, you color your hair? No, I had cancer.
Or just some bright red hair.
Glory out my ass. Hair.
He's going to come back an Irishman.
Yeah.
You know, right? Imagine I come back.
I need hair.
I come back a ginger.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That wouldn't look good at all.
I know where the pot of gold is. All right, but it's going to be brutal.
Yeah.
But this is the, you know, this is that part of the story where it gets very hard.
Yeah.
And then things get a lot better.
Right. Like, but they keep saying day 10. Like, after day 10, do things start getting better?
Day 10, things will be difficult.
Okay.
Day 10, things will be difficult. You know, like everything AJ and I have been in contact quite a bit. And
you've been doing a great job,
yes,
by the way.
Thank you so much.
You get home after a day of treating patients, and you're right on top of what's going on with AJ.
Yeah, thank you so much. I wouldn't have gotten this far without you.
AJ, you're doing the heavy lifting. I'm just helping you along the way.
I still be sitting there like trying to figure out where to put my name.
No, he's a wonderful patient, and he's doing a great job. You know, day 10 you will feel terrible, and you know.
So day 9, day 9, I'm going to send this to you.
It's the final.
Yeah. I'm just trying to keep this light. But day 10's going to blow.
That helps a lot too, man. Yeah. As much as you can laugh, laugh as much as you can, buddy.
I want it for my ringtone. Excuse me, I'm getting a call.
Day 10.
Day 10.
He's got a sense of humor through this entire process. I mean, we'll be on the phone and we'll get a little serious, and then before you know it, we're just sitting there laughing or talking about my Jeep or something. You know?
That's the advantage he has over any cancer patient I've ever seen, is that he just laughs at everything.
I'm a dope. Yeah.
He doesn't take it too serious. He's not a deep thinker.
Dope. No, I'm not.
And that serves you
like the human SpongeBob.
Yeah.
No one's always happy.
No one comes to me for answers anytime soon. I am.
You're right. It's carried him very far in many capacities of his life, and it will continue to do this as he moves through this next phase of his treatment.
All right. We got to go. Yeah. Thanks, hon.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. All right. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you too.